Well, thank you for joining me. Let's pray. Let's pray, pray, pray. We'll pray for our country. Let's pray for peace in the world. I hope you joined the Holy Father today. I prayed the rosary at 11 with him, at least my time. Maybe it was noon yours. Maybe it was 9 in the morning your time, wherever you might have been. I hope if you didn't pray, it's not too late to. And let's offer our chaplet up today for peace. Peace in the world, peace between Russia and Ukraine, protection over this great nation of ours. I got a text from a friend of mine earlier today. Her husband just had a treatment and doesn't look good. And he's having some heart issues right now. So she's asking us to pray for him. I want to pray for her, too, because, you know, as a spouse, I know that, you know, he'll get through whatever he's got to go through and he's willing to do it. But so often the family's the one that really suffers. Such a beautiful family, such a good man. And when you see people like that, well, you just don't know the day or the hour, do you, where your life can change, where your health can change, where, you know, things are no longer what they used to be. Also, I want to pray for a bill in Rhode Island. It's up for a hearing today. The bill is going to allow taxpayer funds to be used to pay for abortion. And the person that said this to me says, would you please pray that this will not become law in Rhode Island? Yes, let's pray for life. Let's pray for Nancy Pelosi. Another person wrote and says, look, I feel helpless and hopeless. I can't imagine how my brother feels. Would you pray for him and for my family? My brother, pray that he'll be released from prison soon. May God bless him in his case. May his family have a second chance being a family again. The minimum sentence he is looking at right now, Drew, is 15 to 25 years. He's only 28 years old. It'll be the longest years of my family's life. Please pray for us. Pray that during the storm, we can keep building our faith and seeking God. And it's such a tough situation, and we don't understand it, and we'll certainly pray for mercy and a shorter sentence. I do know that God brings good out of these situations. How? I don't know. I'm not God, but there was a man who I knew went to prison for a drug addiction. He was given 6 to 12, and I shared the story with you in the past. First few years didn't matter. He was hard and calloused and wanted to live his life, his lifestyle. He told me when I went to visit him once, he says, Drew, if I was released, if I was given 2 to 4 or 3 to 5, nothing would have changed. In fact, I was given 6 to 12, a long sentence. It was in that fourth year that God really penetrated my heart. He pierced these prison walls and began his conversion. That man today is free of his drugs. You know, God can heal. God can restore. God can allow new beginnings. So we'll certainly do that. Another person wrote and said, I'm asking for prayers for a young Ukrainian woman that I work with who's been trying to bring her mother and grandmother to the U.S. She's been trying for 2 months. Her grandmother was unfortunately killed when her home was bombed. Anna received news today that her mother has received approval and is making flight arrangements for her now. Please continue to pray for safe travels and fears of coming to America and leaving her husband and sons who are still there. Blessing to you and all who pray. And one final one. There's a lot of them that had come in. Would you pray for my son and daughter-in-law, this person says. They're in the midst of a miscarriage as I write. For them, this is the saddest of times. And we just pray for the mercy of God. Val Jean, we're praying for you. Maggie prays with me today. She's the producer on the show. And Maggie, it's always good to pray with you. Anything you'd like to lift up or pray for?
Oh, thanks for having me, Drew. I would like to lift up a prayer of thanksgiving. I know that our prayer family here prayed for me. I think it was Good Friday. I was open about my search for dating the right person, and I think that is occurring. So that's a great feeling.
Great. I'm so happy for you.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. When you lifted that prayer up, I knew God was going to hear it. I really, and I said this to you earlier today when you and I were talking. I said, you know, I think if God calls us to the vocation of marriage, if that's where he's leading you, then he has somebody specifically in mind for you to enter that sacrament with. He has that same intention for that soul. And, you know, your story is a great one. You'll be able to share it, you know, one day, I think, in probably greater detail, just the way you guys met and came together and how prayers worked, how Our Lady was there, how your sacrifice brought it about. I mean, there's just a lot of, you know, it's such a great story. So I'll have to share that. I know people loved your conversion story, so I'll have to do that one day.
Sure.
Just got this email here too, Maggie. It's this person says, could you pray for my cousin? He's dying of cancer. Not sure he's going to make it through the night. He's in denial. He's only in his early 20s. Pray that God's will be done and that he'll be miraculously healed, or he lets a chaplain into his room to anoint him. Thank you all, and may God bless you. And Christine, we're praying for your job. She's got a job interview, or for Brian's job interview. We're praying for Brian. All right, let's pray. Let's lift up all these intentions. A lot of answered prayers. And tomorrow, let me share this. I'll share the one on cancer that just totally disappeared after CAT scans and MRIs, and doctors don't know how to explain this one. Great answered prayer. But let's begin right now. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. No font of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us. O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
And I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and was born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Amen. All right, our first call today comes from Dyer, Indiana. Jackie, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thanks so much for taking my call. I'd like to pray for my mother-in-law, Helen. She passed away on Friday. She was in memory care, so we really didn't know how much more time God would give us with her. She was there for 3 years. I'd just like to pray for her soul and all the holy souls in purgatory. Thank you. God bless you all. Thank you.
God bless you, Jackie. Thank you. Losing a mom is a difficult thing, even when you see it coming. But what a beautiful prayer. We'll pray for the repose of her mother's soul. I want to pray for all those who mourn. And let's pray for those purgatorial souls. And purgatory is such an extension of God's mercy. Lord, I pray for those souls who have no one to pray for them. Those souls right now, Lord, that by our prayers, by this chaplet, will enter into paradise. So we thank you for your mercy as we lift up these souls. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, Joseph, praying in Costa Mesa, California. Good afternoon, sir.
Yes, good afternoon. Thank you for everything. If you can please pray for my wife, who's going to surgery this week, and all the people that are out there with chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, restless legs, and which we have, and so much more.
You got it. Joseph, thank you for calling. And I'm glad you brought this to the prayer family here. I often tell people, you know, when they have an intention, I'll bring it to my spiritual family. And that's you and me. And together we pray for each other. And There's an amplification of our voices before the throne of God, and this chaplet is powerful. It reaches God. It moves God. Lord, right now I pray for Joseph, who's concerned about his wife and her surgery, and rightly so, but we ask for all who are facing surgery, who have procedures coming up in the not-too-distant future, that you be the hands of the surgeon. O divine physician, we ask and entrust our loved ones to your care. And we just ask for their prompt and total recovery. And if it be your will, Lord, we pray for the miraculous touch, for those surgeries no longer needed, like that case of cancer I was telling about. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right. Maggie, you have Twitter today? Or
I do. I do.
All right. We'll grab a few Twitter intentions. If for some reason you don't get through on the phone lines, they do fill up. At Drew Mariani Show. It's our Twitter. And Maggie, she monitors it. She'll bring them to the prayer team. Also, don't forget, and do yourself a favor, okay, this is really a gift for you, and it's a privilege for me. Please go to relevantradio.com/Drew, scroll down past the podcast, and give me your prayer intention. I've been praying for them, and I will continue to pray for them, but I will take these particular intentions to the Holy Land, and I'll pray for them at some of the holiest places in the world, on the planet. All right, so it's Drew at relevantradio.com/Drew. You'll see information about the pilgrimage. If you're interested, you can check that out. But definitely leave me your prayer intentions, okay? They'll be with me all throughout that journey. It's just some extra prayer for your kids, for your business, for your health, for your relationship. Maggie, what do you have coming in?
I just want to lift up Meg out in Montana. She's undergoing another heart operation today. I want to lift her up for a successful outcome and healing of her heart. Shannon wrote to us and said, could you please pray for my father-in-law? He suffers from mental health and tried to take his life a couple of days ago. He's currently in the ICU right now. Please pray for everyone that suffers from mental health issues. Cindy wrote to us and she said, my family vacation ended up in a huge fight. Asking for God's intervention, please, Jesus, we trust in you. Ronald wrote to us. He said, please pray for me today. I need a miracle. I'm about to lose my house to foreclosure in less than 30 days. A motion was filed today to set a date to pay back taxes or be evicted. I'm desperate. Please, Lord, help. And Sana wrote to us. She said, please pray for my friend Star. Her boyfriend had a severe car accident last Sunday, and his two kids were with him. He passed away, and the kids who are 4 and 10 years old are in very critical condition. She said, may God have mercy on her boyfriend's soul and miraculously heal those little children. And then lastly, Drew Hong wrote to us and said, please, Drew, pray for my marriage. We really need prayers right now. There's a lot coming in. It's heavy.
Big time. Very, very intense. My gosh. Well, Hong, we're going to pray for you now. We're going to pray for marriage. Who's the man who's going through foreclosure?
Ronald.
You know, I want to speak to him because, and I'll share this in a very abbreviated fashion. When my other career, my other life was coming to an end, when God was shutting down everything, taking away from me the two homes that I owned and the cars and my business and everything that I had, it became so bad. I had young little children. You know, one day a sheriff knocks on the door because we were that far behind in our mortgage. And all I could do in that situation, God had a new destiny for me, another direction, and that would be talk radio. I never wanted to do it, but here I sit. But God never failed me. And I want you to know God's providence. If you're going through a difficult financial time right now or a health problem or a relationship issue, God is there. You need to hear that. You need to know that. All I could do is finally give up my attachments to everything that I had and submit myself to God's will. And I said that to him. I said, Lord, whatever you want now, not my will, yours. It's yours. I'll do whatever you want. If you want to take everything from me, fine. And I prayed from the heart. And I'll tell you what, when I did that, the floodgates of God's mercy opened in unbelievable ways. A man who knew me, I was living in Philadelphia. He was in New York. He had a friend in Texas, sent me a check for like $15,000 to clear up, you know, my mortgages and my car payment and whatever else it needed. I didn't know the guy from Adam, but he heard my plight and wanted to do. That's how God's providence works. God would open new doors. He'd, you know, give me new opportunities. He'd allow other signs of his providence to come in. So you might be at that 11th hour and 59th minute right now, Ronald, where the home seems like it's going to be forever lost. But God can come in that final moment in a way that's unseen and miraculous. And he can rescue you as he did me. I don't often share those stories, but I think they're important for you to hear. And the same takes place with that marriage that seems like it's doomed, right? Or that relationship that has been ruptured. God can heal. God can restore. God can provide. And he does. Let's pray right now for all of those intentions. And we'll include Arlene in our prayers as well. Arlene in Miami, Florida. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Drew. Thank you so much for your awesome, your beautiful program. It gives me such encouragement. But I'm calling out for prayers because my husband has been diagnosed with quite a large aortic aneurysm in the chest area. It's called a thoracic aortic aneurysm. And the doctor advised he should have surgery. So he's going to be admitted tomorrow. They have to do a surgery in a two-part surgery. So tomorrow, they're going to be doing a carotid subclavian bypass. And then Friday, they're going to be doing a major surgery in order to put a stent graft to seal that 6.7 aneurysm that's there in the chest area. Wow. So I'm just praying for God's mercy, for guidance, for a successful surgery, for God to be with the surgeons. It's just, it's all in God's loving mercy and trusting him.
We're with you, Arlene. I'm so glad you got through. What a heavy, you know, series of petitions that we have today. And St. Faustina, in diary entry, I think it's 848, she wrote that when she was praying the chaplet, she heard a voice. And it was the voice of the Lord. He said, "What great graces I grant to souls who pray the chaplet. For the very depths, my tender mercy are stirred for those who pray this prayer." Lord, as we come together praying the chaplet as one family right now, I give you Arlene, I give you her spouse, I give you all those facing these critical and impossible and life-threatening and dangerous situations. And I just ask you intervene as you have in my life and as we've seen testify to time and time again. And I'm going to pray in thanksgiving, Lord, for those answered prayers that are now coming this way. And I'm going to pray in thanksgiving for the good news that Arlene will get. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, we'll take our next call from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Good to hear from Oklahoma. Julia, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Drew. I just have a couple of intentions for everyone who is in their battle with cancer, but especially for my cousin Tim and for my friend's father, whose name is John. My second intention is just for all of the Catholic families and for those who have young children at home, that the family can be unified, that the Holy Spirit can just come down and just light the fires of the faithful, and that we could just continue to keep our children involved and on fire for God.
Amen. What a beautiful prayer. God bless you. Lord, I just pray right now for her cousin with cancer. I pray for her families and friends. I pray for all those with cancer. I pray for her children. And I pray for that prayer that she put forward. Lord, send us your spirit and kindle in us the fire of your divine love. And Lord, draw us closer to you. Give us the graces to have faith and confidence and trust in your mercy. Give us the humility to submit to your holy will. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Daisy, praying with us in Culver City, California. Thank you for joining us. Good afternoon.
Thank you. Good afternoon. I want to say, because I know I have no much time, yesterday I had an awful pain on my kidney and my uterus. I didn't know what was going on, and I asked my husband to take me to the hospital. I couldn't take the pain anymore. As we were driving, I thought I was going to faint, and I realized that I need to pray the chaplet. And I did it. I was, screaming, saying it, and we got to the hospital. And I said, Jesus, I trust in you. They asked me for a urine sample. I gave it, and something came out of there that I was like, this is weird. So they did a scan, and when they came out, they said, by the way, you don't have any stone in your kidney, because when you went to give me the urine sample, the stone came out of your body.
But
to
praise
me,
God.
That is a miracle. That is a miracle, and I'm simple.
Oh, that's so beautiful. I love it. You know, you're offering up your pain, right? You trusted in God. You prayed that chaplet. The Lord answers prayers in ways we never see coming, doesn't he? So unexpected. That's such a great story. Daisy, thank you. Thank you for sharing that with us. Let's pray for you. Let's pray for your continued healing. I want to pray for those who have those kidney stones, Lord, that suffer and all sorts of ways. I want to pray for those who are facing real trials of the health now as well. Because I have a minute or 2 days, I'm going to add to this final deck. And Maria, who's listening in Chicago, Illinois, she's praying with us there. Hi, Maria.
Hi, Drew. I'm praying for all those to return back to the faith and those to be converted that don't know already that they're walking faith.
Amen to that. It's a beautiful prayer. We'll certainly pray for that, especially those in our own families, those that we know and desperately need our prayers, and those souls who are most in need of God's mercy. Maria, thank you. I'm going to add you along with Daisy, bring in Lourdes in this final decade as well from Southern California. Hi, Lourdes.
Hi. I'm calling for my friend Carol and Creed. They're both losing the battle with cancer. And then also, the friend, she's only 18, and she's been, I don't know how many surgeries, also with the cancer. So I'm praying for ripples for all three of those.
All right, you got it. Well, let's pray right now. Lord, I give to you all those in the battle with cancer, all those fighting for their life. I give to you Maria and Joe and Perla and Joseph and Joanna and Julia and Tino and Arlene and Elena and Lourdes and Daisy and all those on hold, all those who've written to me and all those united with me in prayer in this very moment. I just ask for your mercy. Lord, read our hearts. I pray for those struggling financially, struggling with their health, struggling with their relationships, struggling with their children. Lord, I just ask today for conversion of heart, for freedom from addiction, freedom from depression, freedom from anxiety. Lord, I pray for just for your mercy in those areas of our life that we need it most. So with trust, with confidence, with love, we pray, Eternal Father. We offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, please look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us so that in difficult moments we may not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Our Lady Queen of Heaven,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Good Help,
pray for us.
Mother of Mercy,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Guadalupe,
pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful,
pray for us.
Our Lady of All Nations,
pray for us.
Saint Joseph,
pray for us.
Saint Faustina,
pray for us.
Saint John Paul II,
pray for us.
Saint Peregrine,
pray for us.
Saint Jose Maria Escriva,
pray for us.
Saint Patrick,
pray for us.
Blessed Michael Sapochko,
pray for us.
And all you angels and saints,
pray for us.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. It was on this day, May 31st, 1955, that Our Lady of All Nations, it was an apparition in Amsterdam, gave a very powerful message. I'll share it when I come back. Stay with me.
Tweet us your prayer intention anytime on Twitter at Drew Mariani Show.
You know, we receive over a million prayer requests every year, thanks in part to the Catholic Order of Foresters studio line, helping us stay connected to your intentions. Learn how our sponsor could support your family with life insurance at relevantradio.com/Forester. An Illinois Life Insurance Society, not available in all states.
It's a magnificent prayer because it honors not only Mary, but it honors God's will and God's presence in our lives, and how God came to Mary and gave her the great news of our salvation, and how Mary takes that salvation and visits her cousin Elizabeth. So my friends, as you say the Hail Mary again in your life, and I suppose you'll say it many, many more times, remember that, the wonderful greeting of the Archangel Gabriel and the words that Elizabeth spoke to Mary. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And then we pray for release from our sinfulness and for a happy death in the second part of that great prayer. So, my friends, turn to Mary, pray that prayer, and she'll be present in your life.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
It's so good to be with you. Happy Feast of the Visitation today. Such a wonderful Marian feast day. Of course, today is the last day of May. We call this Mary's Month. And all across the month, you could see Our Lady's powerful intercession, right? Her role as mediatrix, right? As our advocate. We see that in the gospel accounts. We see how God has called Our Lady in a special way to be our spiritual mother. And I want to talk about that. I want to talk about a gift that, you know, has been given to us in the rosary, something that the Pope has asked us to pray. And we did that earlier today. But look, God's outside of time. We can certainly pray, if you didn't pray for the for Russia and Ukraine, as the Holy Father asked. We'll talk to you a little bit about that. But I also want to share with you just something that, that struck me today. I was looking, and during the chaplet, we invoked Our Lady of All Nations, right? Powerful and beautiful devotion. It was, you know, it was May 31st, 1955, that Our Lady gave a very powerful message to the world. And I'm joined today by somebody who can help bring you up to speed on this message, what God is calling us to, the role of Our Lady, and I'll open the phones too. If you've got a question, you got a comment, you want a better understanding of the role of Our Lady, love to hear from you. It's 888-914-9149. I'm joined by none other than Dr. Mark Miravalli, longtime friend of this program and, of course, one of our nation's leading Mariologists. It's good to have him with us today. Dr. Miravalli, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Drew. It's always a pleasure, and happy feast day to you.
Happy feast day to you. I was looking at the calendar. I realized this is a special day, especially for Our Lady of All Nations. And I believe, correct me if I'm wrong here, it was May 31st, 1955, when Our Lady gave a very, she gave that message to the nations. And I think it's more important now than when she revealed it to that Dutch visionary, you know, many, many years ago. This is church approved, too. I want to make sure people are aware that the church approved this apparition, I believe it was in 2002, on May 31st, right? Mm-hmm. Fill us in, Doc.
Sure. So it's great that you bring that up, Drew, because just on last Saturday, on May 28th, there was the International Prayer Day for the Lady of All Nations. And the new bishop confirmed that the prayer is approved by Rome and by him. The prayer day is approved by Rome and by him. And he gave a stunning homily on the prayer. Now, there's still hesitation regarding, and this was something new that happened in December 30th, 2020, hesitation regarding the message and the apparitions, but the devotion continues to go worldwide. And, you know, Drew, that prayer, which the bishop, I thought, in a very courageous move, said, look, I believe we are in the end times. And that's a tough thing for a bishop to come out and say. Wow. And this, by the way, was popped around the world in 10 languages, globally transmitted in 10 languages. So I think this is the end times, and that's why this prayer of Lady of All Nations, which is completely approved by the Vatican, is more relevant now than ever. And then he went on to say, you know, what does the prayer say? And it's so beautiful, Drew. We often are able to pray the prayer, and so glad that you know made reference to it during the time of mercy as well. But it's calling Jesus to send the Holy Spirit into the hearts of all nations because it's trying to prevent the massive headlines of today: degeneration, that's moral breakdown, natural disasters, of which we've had more in the last 50 years than any other recorded time, and of course war. And the prayer ends by saying, may the Lady of All Nations, the Blessed Virgin Mary, be our advocate. So it is such a powerful prayer. And once again, you know, what does it mean to say that we're in the end time? Does it mean the end of the world? No. It means that we're at a end of an era, potentially. And as many of Our Lady's messages, which I continue to refer to something you did 20 years ago, Drew, and that Marian Apparitions of the 20th Century, which does just a beautiful summary, directly interviewing the visionaries and going to these places, where she's saying, look, many of these messages have warnings of significant chastisement, of great purification. And so it's not fair that we edit that out of the message, but that Our Lady, right, will give us the graces to endure this, right? That's why she's coming. She's not coming to scare us. She's coming to prepare us. That's, you know, how appropriate on the visitation. She's visiting us with this message, calling us to return to Jesus, but also to acknowledge her roles. And that's why, you know, acknowledging Our Lady as the co-redemptrix, mediatrix, advocate, proclaiming the dogma, which the second bishop said on this prayer day. He said, look, the Marian dogma, it's not just a proclamation. It's a spiritual weapon against Satan right now. And I thought, those were two beautiful statements by two very Marian bishops on things we need to hear right now, because we do look at the world and we see, you know, greater challenge than perhaps ever before. But Our Lady has a remedy, and I appreciate what the Pope has done today, praying for the Ukraine, praying the rosary is so powerful. What he did March 25th, we talked about that before, Drew, with the consecration. But I think ultimately, if we want the full intercession of Our Lady, he's going to have to declare that truth about Our Lady as the spiritual mother of all peoples, including her roles as co-redemptrix, mediatrix, and advocate. I think it's the time for that right now.
It's a beautiful prayer. It's one that I pray. I know that you often, you know, make available the prayer card for free, and we should invoke people to pray it. Again, this is a church-approved apparition. Not a whole lot of people are aware of it. I mean, people think of Fatima, or they think of Guadalupe, they think of other places. This particular vision has a connection to Akita, Japan. Our Lady, when she appeared, it's very similar to the image that I saw that wept 101 times, Sister Agnes. You know, and also, I think there's a link to those church-approved apparitions in Patania, Venezuela, where Our Lady came in 84, the very same day that John Paul consecrated Russia to the Immaculate Heart, consecrated the world. Our Lady came under a very similar title, Reconciler of Peoples and Nations. It seems we live in a very special era, and God is using Our Lady in a very special way to marshal her children to pray and to banish the evil one.
Well, that's exactly it, Drew. I mean, I think it's time we take the 30,000-foot view of what's happening. Why is the Pope consecrating Russia, Ukraine, and the world to the Immaculate Heart March 26th? Why today is the Vicar of Christ calling us to pray the Rosary? I think it comes to two concluding points. Number one, things are getting worse. Things are getting more challenging. But number two, it's the mother who's been given the task to intercede as the remedy. That's why I believe, and you're absolutely right with, now, although Amsterdam has gone from Kronstadt, the full approval, back to a middle category in December 30th, 2020, Akita is still completely approved. And the image that you saw, which wept 101 times, is the image of the Lady of All Nations. That image is also approved. So, yeah, the big picture is this, Drew. The Trinity has given Our Lady the role, the mission, to bring peace to the world. We get that clearly at Fatima. In the end, my Immaculate Heart will triumph, and a period of peace will be granted to the world. But many world Fatima leaders, like John Hafford, who started the Blue Army in the United States, Howard D. in the Philippines, Courtney Bartholomew, Trinidad, all of them believed that the key to the triumph would be this proclamation, that the Pope would call upon Our Lady's name, but also define her as our spiritual mother, including these three roles as co-redemptrix, mediatrix, and advocate. And only in that way could she fully activate those roles. I just want to clarify, Drew, it's not, these are not three separate doctrines. God willing, and I know, you had a great love for your mother, and most of our mothers did three things for us, right? They suffered for us, they nourished us, informed us, and they also protected us. But we didn't have three mothers. We had one mother that performed those three acts of love, maternal love. Well, that's what Our Lady does for us as the co-redemptrix. John Paul II called her co-redemptrix seven times. I mean, it's a papal title. As co-redemptrix, she suffered with Jesus for us. And co never means equal. That would be blasphemy. Co means with. And we're all called to be co-redeemers in Christ. John Paul II also said, but Mary uniquely. So Mary suffered uniquely for us. Mary nourishes us, as you started the program with. She's the mediatrix of all graces. John Paul called her that eight times. She brings the graces of salvation to each one of us. And also, thirdly, she's the advocate. She protects us. It's her most ancient title, true. Back in the second century, she was known as the advocate. So when these are proclaimed, when they're solemnly announced, then and only then can she fully exercise these roles for the church and the world. And I think we're entering unprecedented waters with the challenges. Again, when you have bishops saying that we're in end times, and these are very reliable, very orthodox, very obedient bishops. Even Holy Fathers have talked about this, these as the end times. I think, you know, it's almost time to use Pascal's wager, Drew, with this definition. That is, well, if it's already doctrine, what will it hurt to make this proclamation? On the other hand, it could be, as many believe, the key to the triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Mother Angelica said on the air when we were doing a live share, she said, I don't think much good's going to happen in the world until this dogma is proclaimed. So I think that's where we're at. I think it you know, it deserves a serious consideration for our times.
All right. My guest today is Dr. Mark Miravalli. I only have him for maybe another 10 minutes. If you want to join the conversation, I'll give you an opportunity to get in. You can dial now at 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149. I'll also tell you about that beautiful prayer, how you can get it, how you can pray it. But feel free to join us. All right, our conversation will continue with more right after this. Relevant Radio runs on horsepower, your horsepower. Donate any vehicle and keep your station running. Join in with thousands of other listeners who have given their unused vehicles at relevantradio.com/car.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
All right, so good to be with you today. Thanks for joining me. It's the great feast of the visitation today, and also, just want to remind you, we had prayed the rosary earlier today with the Holy Father. It's not too late to do that. I think Pope Francis has a sense that there is a need for the powerful intercession of the Mother of God. He's a very Marian Pope. And not only did we see on March 25th that incredibly beautiful consecration that took place of Russia and Ukraine by name, but the whole world, a re-echoing of what John Paul II did, but today he led the world in the rosary. Another one of these great gifts from heaven, laden with so many promises, and he prayed for that global peace. Today we also, I was reflecting on a message that came from Our Lady of All Nations on this day. This is a special day, May the 31st, and I grab a pen and paper. I'll tell you how you can pray this, how you can get this particular prayer. But before I do, let's grab a couple quick telephone calls, too. My guest today is Dr. Mark Miravalli, noted Mariologist and author. Zully is listening in Arcadia, California. Zully, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Doctor. I just wanted to comment real quick on Our Lady of All Nations. About 10 to 12 years ago, I'm considering myself a charismatic. We're in a prayer group. Every year we go to the meeting in Anaheim, the SERC meeting. I don't know if you ever heard of them. And they were giving out the prayer cards for Our Lady of All Nations at that time. They were promoting her devotion, sorry. And I just want to comment that I used to give it a lot, and I always kept her in my prayers. But about 3 or 4 years ago, I felt a strong need to start praying that prayer very deeply. So I just want to comment on that. She's a very powerful intercessor for us. It was very interesting because we really never heard of her. So if you can, please pray that prayer.
Yeah, Zoe, thank you for that. And, once again, from 2002 to 2020, the apparitions were formally approved. But then in December of 2020, the bishop brought it back to the middle category. So technically, even though they're not approved in terms of the apparitions, the prayer is absolutely still approved. And as Drew pointed out, it's directly connected with Akita, which is also an approved apparition. Yeah, the prayer is really a prayer for a new Pentecost, right? Because it's asking Jesus to send the Holy Spirit into the hearts of all nations. Well, that's a new Pentecost. Well, how did the first Pentecost happen? It happened through Mary and the disciples praying in the upper room. Well, I think we're there right now. I think we're back in the upper room. And I think we need to be praying this prayer, the prayer of the Lady of All Nations, which I believe was entirely inspired by our Lord and given to us for these times, to pray for a new release, a new descent of the Spirit into the hearts of all nations for things like peace in Ukraine and Russia. I think the idea that we're going to get it through diplomatic relations, let alone the other challenges that face the world right now, could potentially be naive. I think we're going to need supernatural help. And this prayer is exactly asking Jesus to send the Holy Spirit through Our Lady as advocate to really be the remedy for degeneration, disaster, war. So I'm grateful for your witness to that, Zoe, and I couldn't agree more.
Doctor, why don't we do this now? Let's pray this particular prayer. All right, we'll pray because it's simple. It's only three sentences. It's not very long.
Yep.
It's a powerful prayer. It's easy to memorize. And I often include it sometimes when I pray the chaplet as well, just because I think it's important that we pray for preservation from degeneration, from disaster. I throw the word disease in there and war. I mean, it's so many. And I also think, and we can talk about this too, if you go back, you know, when I look at the span of apparitions, and we'll just go back, let's say, to La Salette in 1845 in France. The Virgin comes there, warns of an impending disaster that would fall over Western Europe. And we know that France suffered a great wheat shortage. 1 million died. The great potato famine in Ireland that caused that emigration to the States. We see at the same time, just a couple years later, in Champion, Wisconsin, the Mother God comes with another urgent warning, 1917, 33, a period of several years later, this war, this warning of the rise of atheistic communism and the spread of so much trouble for the world, the Holy Father having much to suffer. If you go through every decade or every so many, you see these messages and you see the fruit of what happens. She came in what, 1945? Is that when the visions began in Amsterdam, or was it 1955?
No, it was 1945, and again, even though they've been put on a middle category, that's from which the prayer comes. And so it's hard to disconnect this prayer, which he also said would prepare the way for the proclamation of Mary's co-redemptrix, mediatrix, and advocate. So it's all of a one, Drew. It's all of a one.
Yeah, so that's kind of my point. I'm looking as you take a look at these particular visions. 45, you have to take a look what happened. The Second World War ended, but we saw the rise of the Cold War, right? We saw the horrors of the 20th century and all the evils and the loss of life that would take place around the planet. 73, the Virgin Mary comes, says, pray for your priests, your bishops, and cardinals, right? We saw the great scandal that affected the church. She talked about the possibility of a nuclear conflagration if there was not entrustment or consecration to the Mother of God. So I think God's timing is so perfect in these different things, and it's not like they end. Fatima is still very vibrant today. I think this particular prayer is needed more than ever today. So maybe you can lead us. We'll grab a call or two here before we run out of time, too, and we'll pray for that protection that the world needs for an end to war, for an end to disease, an end to degeneration, an end to so many disasters that we're seeing. If you'd lead us, Doctor, that'd be great.
I'd be honored to. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the Father, send now your Spirit over the earth. Let the Holy Spirit live in the hearts of all nations, that they may be preserved from degeneration, disasters, and war. May the Lady of all nations, the Blessed Virgin Mary, be our advocate. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And, Drew, we send that prayer out for anybody who wants it, as many as they want, because I agree with you, with Zoe, with so many people throughout the world. This is a prayer for this time. And it, as you say, it takes 30 seconds to pray. And if people want the prayer, they can email us at mary@motherofallpeoples.com. mary@motherofallpeoples.com. Just let us know how many prayer cards you want. We send them out in English and Spanish. You'll get them within the week. Or you can call us, 740-937-2277, and leave your name and address. We'll do the same, because it is a prayer for today, and I think it's a prayer that will lead to the key to the triumph.
Doctor, I do want to address something. I know you keep saying this has gone to the middle category. There was a caller who says, look, I'd love to pass out the cards, but I was told I should because it's not approved. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. That's why it's so good to go to the Bishop of Amsterdam and his homily of 3 days ago on Saturday, May 28th, because he confirms that the prayer is approved both by him and by the Vatican. What's not approved at this point are the messages, but the prayer is completely approved. So get it right from the horse's mouth. You can you'll find it even on the video from the prayer day. He beautifully not only prayed the prayer, but he did his whole homily on the prayer and confirmed that it is absolutely Vatican-approved prayer. So one can pass it out with total obedience to the Church.
Wow. Well, Doctor, thank you for all that you do. It's good to have you here. Of course, motherofallpeoples.com is the web address. You can get connected to Dr. Miravalli, ask about the prayer cards as well, and most importantly, pray. All right? Pray, pray, pray. Ask for God's mercy and call upon the power of Our Lady's intercession. Doctor, happy feast day to you. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Drew. God bless you all. Take care.
News and headlines are straight ahead. When we come back, let's talk navigating betrayal.